This is Michigan Radio. A couple weeks ago, news went out that rocked Detroit's small business community. Henry the Hatter, which claims to be the country's oldest hat shop, will be closing the doors of its downtown location. But as Kathleen Davis reports, this is not the end for the iconic retailer.
From the looks of it on this warm July day, Henry the Hatter does not look like a struggling store. In fact, customers are packing in. Some browsing, others trying on their newly chosen hats.
For the younger people, the trend has been, you know, more close to the head. They call those pub caps.
That's Paul Wasserman. He's owned Henry the Hatter since 1998, though it's been the family business since 1948. There are two hats that hang on the wall in his office. They used to belong to his father, Seymour Wasserman.
As a fond reminder of him having been my teacher, keep them on the wall. And it makes me smile when I see him to this day.
Henry the Hatter has been in Detroit since 1893. It changed hands a few times before the Wassermans took control, and its downtown location has changed three times before now. Wasserman says he took up the hat business in 1972, picking up his passion for the trade while working under his father.
And he passed away in 1998 in early December and worked until a week before he passed away.
The Wasserman family opened up two more stores outside of the Detroit location, one in Southfield and one in Hamtramck. The Hamtramck store closed in 2009, but Paul says the Southfield location is still doing well. Henry the Hatter has had the same landlord for 22 years. Wasserman says his lease on the building is ending, and the landlord is using an escape clause to keep Henry the Hatter from staying. Wasserman says he was blindsided by the news. But he's sure they'll find a new downtown location. In fact, he insists that closing the Broadway Street shop is not the end for Henry the Hatter in Detroit.
Oh, well, we was coming to see was they going out of business and what was the new location going to be at.
That's Tony Love. He came in to buy a hat after he heard the Broadway store was closing. He says he's bought from Henry the Hatter in the past.
Many. I have bought several hats. Dobbs, campaign hats, the kangaroos. Yeah, I'm going to miss this store.
Outside of their loyal support base in the community, Henry the Hatter can boast lots of famous customers. President Eisenhower wore a Henry the Hatter Homburg to his inauguration. Local celebrities like Jack White and Jeff Daniels are also reported fans. And so is Kid Rock.
This one was signed by Kid Rock. In 2012, he did a fundraiser for the DSO and raised $1 million. And he asked me to donate hats so the entire DSO could be wearing Kid Rock-style hats.
Wasserman says his ideal downtown location just has to fit with his budget, which is hard because rents downtown keep getting higher. But since announcing the Broadway store will close its doors, he says he's received several offers from landlords wanting to keep the iconic store downtown. Even Mayor Duggan's office says they'll reach out to help in any way that they can. Wasserman says the community support has been unbelievable.
And since the store was announced closed, we've had such an outpouring of support from people who have come in with their grandfather, and their parents came and brought them in for their first hat on Easter. And it's very gratifying to know that we're kind of a touchstone to people who are in Detroit.
The last day to visit the Broadway store is August 5th. For Michigan Radio, I'm Kathleen Davis.